I've been in the middle of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any rate, after going round and round for about a year, I basically trashed a halfway done version of FastCAD for the Mac because their lawyers just would not back down.
Oh, man, that's
and
amazing.
I said, you just need to understand. I said, I can't afford to let you win. I said, 90% of the market is the PC. I can't throw away 90% of my income. And this was all motivated because they feel very burned that their signature application, PageMaker, you know, was ported to the PC and Windows. You know, and
they've been fighting Adobe now the last few years. Adobe's gradually getting pushed off.
Who's fighting Adobe?
Apple.
Because
then now Premiere's gone from the Mac, and because of Final Cut Pro and the bundling that's happening.
Okay, well,
Photoshop is entrenched, though.
Here's the thing. I don't think Apple and them have much of a fight, because if you look in the middle of Quartz and their rendering engine, it's all PDF as a core engine.
Oh, yeah.
They've been using more and more Adobe technology in their stuff, not less.
Interesting.
So I think what it is that, see, they're down to 4% of the market.
Or 2%.
No, 4.
Is it 4?
It's pretty, in my opinion, 44% is the number I use. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my feeling is they're fixed to make growth, and I'm going to do something. They don't know it, but I'm going to help them.
Mm-hmm. We're going to buy one of those little...
those little new ones?
Yeah, they're
$500 ones?
It's almost small enough that it's like a coffee cup warmer.
Well, you know what? It is the most incredibly astute good move they could have made. See, the one problem with Macs is for a given amount of power, you pay double the price premium. Okay? All this time that Mac could have been increasing its share, they took it instead as profit. So for many years, Apple was wildly profitable.
Yeah, that's right.
They put the price competitive with the PC. There would be no PC today. Okay. I mean, they just greeted themselves out of owning the market. So I think what I see Apple doing today and how it's behaving, this is a wagon I want to get on. It'll be a couple, 3 years yet by the time it pays off, so they're going to have to fucking stick with it and have the guts to go there. But as it stands, I'm going to do what I can because they're great fucking machines.
Yeah.
You know, there's one or two ideas I would change. And since I'm merely going to go my own way, I will change them and I will get criticized for it. I can assure you my back will look like a pincushion when I release the Mac version.
Hmm.
Okay, but it will be full. It will be shot arrows shot in it by people who buy it. Okay.
But we're a perfect hits for Steve Jobs' strategy because we're like an iPod family, and when we saw that thing, we said, because the way.
Well, the iPod's what's given them the financial health to be able to go where they're going.
Yeah, and we're going to buy that little thing to be the iPod base station. That's basically why we're going to get. I have 35 vintage Macs in the collection. I have the oldest pieces of prototype Macs back to 1981 and 1980. I've got the Mac story. I have wire wrap boards, screens, business plan, the very first business plan from the summer of 81.
Cool.
I got it all, but I haven't used a Mac in 12 years, and I'm actually going to buy it. I have NICs. I have the mock kernel running on a Three Rivers Perk from Carnegie Mellon. So I've got the whole Mac story, but I don't use Macs.
Did you ever have one of the leases?
I've got leases. I've got everything.
I like the Lisa. You know, entirely separate from any software and all of that, and the cuteness of the box, as a piece of industrial design, it was genius. You could go clip, 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 and have the whole thing in pieces in seconds and back to it. It was like cleaning a rifle in wartime. It was a marvelous design. But
I've got Twiggy floppy leases. I've got the Fileware dual-sided floppy disks.
Yeah.
For the dark thing.
Well, the one thing they never understood is that, you know, you can play games with a lot of shit, but you do not fuck around with your removable storage. Mm-hmm. You know, they never understood that your data needs to move to the new machine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do not say, "Wow, a new Mac is out. I will throw away my business and start over." They were weak on that one thing. And again, I mean, you know, I see where he's going. I see where he makes his decisions. I admire them greatly. I am absolutely sure I would not want to work for the man.
Right.
But I admire him.
Right.
Okay. He, in my opinion, he's the best thing to happen to Apple, and Scully was the worst, and I pity the poor people who work there.
But where do you see the Linux movement coming in this? Well, do you have a version for Linux?
Yeah.
I see you've got all the 64-bit machines here.
Well, let me show you the breadth of what I mean by portability.
Now imagine a program you can write once, and by simply recompiling it runs on this, on Windows,
that's a pocket
Windows
PC, 64, compact iPad,
Linux, 64-bit Linux, the Macintosh, and you don't have to do a single change to the line of code. And it's efficient.
Take note.
Now, this is very slow because unlike all the other apps for the iPac, it doesn't translate the drawings into integer.
Mm-hmm.
It does them in double precision floating point, which is in software here. Mm-hmm.
Is that a strong arm processor?
This is the original 200 megahertz
ARM pig.
Okay.
Which came from Acorn.
Yeah.
So it's rendering.
I don't remember what drawing I last looked at. Mm. You know, but if it was a huge one, then it takes a while.
So the cell phones are probably stronger than this right now.
Oh, you can get a much better iPac than this. Mm-hmm. I've got my iPacs that are about four times faster. I just haven't bothered to put it up on it.
Now, is this in your original language that you're still writing in, or did you switch to C or C++? Like the core, is it still in assembler?
Hmm?
Your core is still in your own assembler?
No, this is all in C++.
It's all in C++.
What's going on here?
Okay. There's a circle coming and all the drawings.
Trying to find, you know, I don't know why some things got slow. Okay. See, I don't know which files which of these different types here.
Right.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Can okay. I take a picture of that?
Yeah, sure was.
That's incredible.
That was a floor plan of my house.
So
you can transfer that from your PC to here, so you've got it.
Yeah. It's the and make annotations and then go back.
Well, our floor plan right on the iPad.
Okay.
And that's the same code base as in all the other platforms.
Mm-hmm. This won't take longer. This is a big drawing.
Okay. Oh, look at that. And the perspective is... And you're...
Wait a moment. Wait until it gets a little closer, because that's a little gunky.
Yeah, because that's going to... There goes.
Make you want to get back in architecture.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can show you something that you might recognize here. We looked at Carson. This is where the code was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't have large numbers of menus, what I do is I group them.
That's the same.
This button switches functions.
It's the same house.
Yeah.
You know, the type
what,
of things.
What is that house? Here, let me get a picture of that.
That was an Eureka. AutoCAD sample drawing.
Yep. So, a house in Eureka, California.
So this is like the... emblem in a way.
Yeah. At one point in time it certainly was.
You know, first of all, AutoCAD would never be on this, and secondly, it would never appear like that.
Right.
That fast.
Right. Never.
Let me give you an idea of the level of detail here.
So you just...
Because that doesn't impress you, but when you realize that this is all in the full double precision floating point, the exact model, the
exact
translation,
model.
It's lossless, going back and forth.
200 megahertz.
Well, worse yet, it bunches of it are elliptical arcs, which are some of the nastiest things to draw.
Oh, wow.
Just saying, let me make it bright.
Yeah,
that's the sort of level of detail that the whole thing is. That
get
whole
a couple
mass of stuff
pictures
is full
of that. This is probably, this is incredible for me because there's a huge chunk of the DigiBarn project that doesn't cover the history of CAD, and this is like, this is the gold one.
That's why I said you had, if you want to talk CAD, you got to talk to the source. Here he is.
But, you know, I thought that might just, you know, surprise you because that violates an awful lot of common perceptions of what can be done.
Yeah.
See, people don't really think through when they think something can't be done or can't make sense, they don't think through why. That was a proof of concept there.
So from the 8080 to that, really, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because you've always been sort of, in a sense, seeking the platform that's the greatest challenge to
well,
do.
Well, the thing is this. Each version of my program, when I'm designing it, I do not... See, first of all, every major version of my programs are actually full rewrites, unlike everybody else in the business. When you go from 6 to 7, I start over. I'll use algorithms. I'll copy pieces of code out that work, but it's basically a complete rethink. That's what major version means.
Yeah, I don't grasp the hell out of him about 3D because he keeps improving upon it and never gets it fully implemented.
Well, there are other people who do a real good job of that, and there are a lot of things they don't do a real good job of. Okay. And, in fact, my latest thing, the black hole I dove down about 4 years ago, has been a complete rethinking of the structure of the whole base platform that we build these programs on from the ground up. But I'll design my programs with the idea of where will what will be the sort of sweet spot computer, not the bleeding edge computer, but you know, just a couple processor speeds down from the fastest.
Like the new iMac, the new compact iMac Mini.
Yeah, you know, there's a point at which you get an awful lot for your money, and going below that, it gets cheaper, but you really lose a lot.
Yeah.
But there's always this little sweet spot in the curve. And so I estimate where that will be when I ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I design the program around that as the platform. So while I'm doing my early testing and stuff, it'll be slow or sluggish or make a lot of demands on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or I'll pay through the nose to get something like it while I'm developing. Mm-hmm. Okay, but by the time I ship it, my customers will be able to afford it. And that has always paid off, and it's always meant that when my stuff comes out, it's not already obsolete. You know, I push the edge in a lot of ways. And before I go further, you were both going to... I got off on this, you know, me talk when you were each telling me about what you'd been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to,
switch
at this point,
for a while.
Yeah. Switch back to that because the next thing is a big
one thing might be interesting to catch right before we do that. Didn't you come with the first pull down Wendels?
Well, yeah. I showed you on FastCAD.
Just to stress the point that.
Okay, yeah, it was not the Mac did it first.
Mac, okay.
Okay, the Mac
Lisa
did it first, and they got it from
Zero.
Palo Alto's, okay.
But you're the first one to port it over.
On the PC, I was the first anybody saw of any of that shit.
Yeah.
Okay? And you could say I was an early adopter.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Okay. But no, I in no way invented any of that.
No.
Okay. I just recognized somebody else's genius when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Incorporated. Smart as hell.
Yeah. And there's a lot I did invent, that I've never gotten credit for and never will get credit for. And you know I don't care, just as long as it's out there. Mm-hmm. See, I learned way the fuck back in the military that you can either get the job done or get credit for it, but you can't do both.
We all learned that.
Yeah. And I decided I would rather get the job done.